This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So you go home tonight, you flip on the TV, and how much do you really care where the signal is coming from? Probably not all that much, am I right? You just want the content. But the people who own that content care very much, oh so much, about how it gets to you, which gets us to the Supreme Court's ruling in a case today called ABC versus Aereo. ABC, the broadcast network. Aereo, a whiz-bang new company that thought it had the future of television pretty much all sewed up. Until the Supreme Court said today, yeah, no, you don't. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He has been on this story all the live long day. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
All right, layman's terms, first of all, what is Aereo? How does it work?
Okay, so Aereo is this startup. It basically rents you a tiny little dime-sized antenna that it stores in a warehouse in Brooklyn. And, you know, so far this has been not something involving, you know, our buddies in Brooklyn. But basically, it's this company that rents you an antenna and then allows you to stream content that's being sent out via broadcasters to your phone, your tablet, your computer, just like you would pick up on the old bunny ears some, you know, television
stuff. Yeah, so they're taking over the air signal and retransmitting it, if you will, right? Through these little antennas. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Supreme Court today said not so fast.
Not so fast. They scrambled their signal. The majority opinion, which was 6-3, basically says here's what you should be thinking about. Whether or not Aereo's business constitutes a public performance. Mm-hmm. And that means by housing all of these antennas together, are they rebroadcasting television content without paying for the licenses they need? And the Supreme Court said yes. It's a different thing than if you and I were sitting in our private homes picking this stuff up on our bunny ears.
The CEO of Aereo has come out and said, we're not dead yet. We're going to try again. We're going to keep going. Barry Diller, the head of IAC, who gave Aereo a whole lot of money, said, yeah, no, we're dead.
Yes.
So where do we go?
Well, it's interesting. In the court opinion, there were some suggestions of a possible future for Aereo. Huh. And basically, if Aereo were a part of a larger company, maybe a cloud storage company, for instance, there might not be an issue here of whether or not it's acting too much like a cable company by rebroadcasting all this content. So there are some glimpses of a possible future for a company like Aereo. That said, you know, I think Barry Diller is probably on the right side and Chet Kanoja, Aereo's CEO, is, you know, he said in a statement, we will continue to fight for our consumers and fight to create innovative technologies that have a meaningful and positive impact on our world, end quote. But, you know, that sounds pretty vague to me. I don't know about you.
You are an Aereo user, we should say, right? What are you going to do?
Oh, man. I'm trying to figure out if I need to watch all the rest of my World Cup games in a loud bar or if I can do it in the comfort of my home. I think, you know, because this is in some ways this decision is now being kicked down to lower courts in terms of how it all gets sussed out. I think we've all got a little bit of time, us Aereo users.
Yeah.
I'm an early adopter, but, you know, I think suffice it to say, I'm going to have to wait and see what else comes along that I can try and use.
Did you cut the cord to get on Aereo? Did you get rid of your cable subscription to get on Aereo?
I got on Aereo long after cutting the cord. Uh-huh. And I think one of the interesting things about this is that Aereo provided this technology that a lot of cord cutters love and want. And one of the interesting things to think about is you got to bet that these bigger companies are working on similar technologies, ways of letting you do this.
That's the point. That's what consumers want, right? They want this ability to get all this stuff wherever they want it.
Absolutely. And I think in 2014, I think that's actually a pretty reasonable ask. The question is, who's going to give it to you and how much are you going to pay and whether they got the licenses they need to do it?
Ben Johnson, he hosts Marketplace Tech. Ben, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.